Chapter 7. A London Cab Horse. I was bought at a horse fair by a man named Jerry Barker. He drove a cab in London, and I was to be his horse. My first week as a cab horse was very trying. I had never been used to London, and the noise, the hurry, the crowds of horses, carts, and carriages made me anxious. Soon, though, I found out that I could perfectly trust my driver, and then I got used to the city. My master and I understood each other as well as horse and man can do. In the stable, too, he did all that he could for my comfort. Jerry worked hard. He had no patience for people who wasted time, making themselves late. Sometimes people offered to pay him extra to drive fast. He would not accept them as customers. Some other cab drivers laughed at him for it. They happily overworked their horses for the extra money, but Jerry would not. He would watch those other drivers drive off, and he would promise never to drive me too hard just for some extra money. Mind you, he was happy to help people out if they had a good reason for being late. I knew that about him, so I was happy to help when asked. One time a man fell and hurt himself. Jerry helped him up and someone took him to get a drink. When he came out, he explained to Jerry that the fall had made him late. He was in quite a hurry. He asked if Jerry could get him to the train station quickly. Jerry and I, knowing what had happened, were happy to help. We made it to the train station on time, and the man offered Jerry extra pay, which he turned down. When we got back, the other cab drivers wanted to know how much extra money the man had given him.
"More than I usually get. What he gave me will keep me in little comforts for several days."
"He tells us not to take extra fare for going fast, and then he does the same thing himself," one of the drivers said.
"Look here, my friends," said Jerry. "He offered me more, but I didn't take it. It was pay enough for me to see how glad he was to catch the train."
"Well, you'll never be a rich man."
"Most likely not," said Jerry. "But I'll never be unhappy just because I don't have a lot of money."
"If you ever do get rich," said another man, "you'll deserve it, Jerry."
Jerry did not become a rich man. Instead, his kindness made him ill. It was New Year's Eve, and Jerry was ill with a cough. Still, it was the busiest time of year for cabs, so we worked. We took two men to a ball at 9 o'clock. They asked us to come back at 11 o'clock, adding that we might have to wait a few minutes. We arrived at 11 and began waiting in the cold and sleet. We waited for hours, with Jerry's cough getting worse and worse. At 12:30, Jerry finally knocked on the door. The men said they would be out soon enough. It wasn't until 1:15 that they finally came out, without so much as an apology. Jerry, who never charged more than was his due, did not accept less either. The men were angry at having to pay for the more than 2 hours we had waited. At last we got home, and Jerry could hardly speak. In time, he got better, but the doctor said he must not return to driving a cab. Then Jerry got a great offer. He was offered a job as a driver for a woman in the country. It was wonderful news for Jerry and his family, but heavy news for me. I had been very happy with Jerry. Now I didn't know what was going to happen.